The Galesburg Silver Streaks are on the air. Live from Thiel Gymnasium, this is Silver Streaks basketball on 1590 WAIK Radio and 1590WAIK.com. We resume the Western Big Six schedule tonight on what should be a special night here at Thiel Gymnasium. It's our annual Whiteout Spirit Night, and it's also Alumni Night, where we celebrate the great tradition that is Silver Streaks basketball. And we have one of the finest players ever to wear a uniform here at Galesburg High School, a former teammate of mine, 1976 graduate Scott Kelly here, who is going to do a little presentation after the ball game and our reception in the cafeteria. It's going to be a great evening here, and you add to it that we play our longtime rival, the Quincy Blue Devils, two of the finest high school basketball programs, not only in the state, but the Midwest, and certainly in America with their great tradition. Good evening, Silver Streaks fans. I'm Steve Cheeseman. I'll be doing the play-by-play tonight, along with longtime color analyst Jimmy Carr. Good evening, Jimmy.
Steve, good evening, and you set the stage perfectly for this ball game tonight. It's anytime Quincy comes to town, it's a special night, and tonight is no exception. Look forward to seeing Scott. And I know you are when your teammate shows up, and you guys had a lot of success in 76, so it's going to be a good night.
Absolutely, and I got to speak with Scott today. We went to lunch, Coach Reynolds, he and I, and it was nice to reminisce and talk. And, you know, Coach Reynolds spoke that when Scott walked in the gym this afternoon, he was just beaming with pride and just nothing but good feelings. And I think that's the way that all of the young men and young women, for the most part, that have played Silver Streaks Athletics feel when they come back here after being a long time. It's an important part of their life. It helped do a lot of things to prepare them for the success that they have later on in life. And just a wonderful evening, and I think Coach Reynolds has done a tremendous job making sure that he pays attention to our great tradition and using it to honor the past as well as inspire and make that connection between our present-day players and our former players, Jimmy.
Oh, sure. And when you play high school sports, I don't care whether it is golf or soccer or the football or basketball, these are the years you remember more than anything else. One of the things, I spent some time talking to Oscar Robertson when he used to come in here for Harley Nosher, his camp. And Oscar told me, he said, all the things that he had done, the thing he remembers most is his high school career Christmas at, when he was at up in Indiana. So it's something that stays with you. And I'm sure Scott and you have played all those sports will never forget. And it's very special, and especially at Galesburg when our fans offer so much support to you. They really never forget you and treat you. If you do the right thing, that comes first. But if you do the right thing, they certainly appreciate you.
It's a relationship that's a one of a kind between Silver Streaks fans, Silver Streaks Athletics. We were talking today, Jimmy, as well, and you'll know this better than anybody, that this rivalry was so good that both teams and their fans traveled via train back and forth to each other's communities when we were playing games. That's an unbelievable story of chartering a train to go watch your team play 100 plus miles away and then them returning the favor up here. It's just a tremendous, tremendous rivalry that's seen lots of great games with lots of great players and teams, coaches. It's had the whole story behind it, that's for sure.
Well, that's for sure. And I was part of that group that used the train, and of course we went on the buses and the cars. When I say we, meaning our broadcast team, went with the fans on the buses a lot of times, and then of course it was very special when we went on the train. Those are great memories, and you could write a lot of stories about Galesburg Quincy and just the road trip alone and so many of the things that happened. Sometime we came back happy, and a lot of times we came back with our daubers down, because it's always tough to win, and it still is at the Blue Devil Den. And we hope that when they come here at Streak, it's going to be tough to win here at Thiel.
Well, let's talk about the game tonight as we talk about present-day Silver Streaks Blue Devil rivalry. We come into the ballgame at 14-1. We come off a big victory versus Rockford East. They're coming out of the Collinsville Holiday Tournament at 3-1. They're playing awfully well. They're a veteran ball club. They're 11-3, 2-1 in the conference. This bodes well for a great ball game tonight.
Yes, it does. And, Coach, you'll hear Coach Andy Douglas a little later But they haven't been playing. They have a unique schedule. They haven't played in a couple of weeks. They didn't. They were supposed to play. They haven't played at home in a month. They were supposed to play Collinsville at home, and the weather got them, so they had to call that game off. So they've had a tough schedule, and they do not participate in a MLK tournament. One of the few teams that do not, especially the bigger schools. So it's been a unique thing for Quincy, but he also tells me that this ball club is really surprising. They are playing at a level now that he's surprised that they have gained this kind of momentum this early in the season.
Yeah, and they at 2-1 in the Western Big Six, they were defeated. Their only defeat was Rock Island, but the final score wasn't indicative of how competitive the ball game was. Again, we are 3-0 in the conference, so certainly something's got to give tonight. I look for a really, really good ball game here tonight with Quincy coming out with a good game plan. Our kids will be charged up in front of a big crowd here and trying to extend our winning streak here on in Western Big Six play. So it's going to be a good one. We're going to take a short timeout, and then Jimmy has his interview with Coach Andy Douglas, one of the long line of Douglas brothers that have been so important to Quincy basketball, who is now in his second year as the head basketball coach at Quincy. And we will come back with that interview after a one-minute break here on the Office Specials pregame show on 1590 WAAK Radio. Back here at Thiel Gymnasium as we continue with the Office Specialist pregame show. It's going to be time for our lineups, national anthem, and all the pageantry of the pregame ceremony here on Alumni Night. Scott Kelly will present the game ball, and it's quite a scene here. And we're going to be back with our starting lineups and get to all this after this two-minute break.
Number five, Mike Dave.
Back here at Thiel Gymnasium. It's time for the Arby's starting lineups for tonight's game. Four of the Quincy Blue Devils who come in at 11-3. They'll start at the guards, a 5'9 sophomore, Aaron Shute. At the other guard will be Mike Dade, a 5'9 senior, very important point guard to their ball club. And at the other guard will be their leading scorer, a 6'4 senior, Jake Job. In the front court for them, for the Blue Devils, will be at center Parker Bland, a 6'4 junior, their other big go-to guy, and at the other forward will be 6'3 junior Garrett Gutteke. And the Blue Devils are coached by second-year coach Andy Douglas. The Streaks will go with the lineup that they used for all 16 of their games this season. They'll play a three-guard backcourt with Devin Ross, a 6'2 senior. Ethan Meeker, a 6'2 senior. Jared Olson, a 5'11 junior. And in the front court will be 6'7 senior Eric Thompson and 6'4 senior Cody Hawthorne. Streaks are coached by 8th-year head coach Mike Reynolds. Again, a great crowd here tonight, Jimmy, for Alumni Night, Whiteout Night, and arch rival, the Quincy Blue Devils.
Yeah, it's a special night here, and the crowd reflects it, and let's hope we can get the crowd in the ball game. They can certainly be part of playing the six-man role for our Streaks. Be interesting to see what Coach Douglas does. Now, he's going to probably use a multiple defense tonight. He may start with man. I know he will use some zones, and he will probably throw a zone press. And he's been emphasizing the defense. But the offense, we'll have to watch Joe, who can really light it up when he's right. Now, sometimes he puts pressure on him, he gets out of control. And Dave's very clever with the ball.
And Scott Kelly, a former teammate here, getting introduced here before the crowd. He's went on to a great career as a college professor. Played at the University of Iowa and the University of Evansville, and just has had a great, great, great career as a obviously a student-athlete here at the high school, a student-athlete in college, and in his professional career. And just a good man and one of those people that you're fortunate to know in your life if you've been around him. And he certainly worked very, very hard to get where he ended up, you know.
The official gives the ball to a little kid over there. That's great. Yeah, Scott is one of the great players we've had, but he also is one of the great students that has been in the classroom here at Galesburg. He, along with his running mate, Mike Campbell.
All Okay, Jimmy, here we go. It's basketball time. Toss up, controlled by the Silver Streaks. Eric Thompson wins the tip to Ethan Meeker. And they're going to be in a 1-2-2 zone, Quincy, and I think Jimmy has hit it right on the head. They're going to have to change defenses, try to throw a different look at the Streaks to see if they can keep us off balance. Meeker with the basketball, looks to penetrate, picks it up, gives the short corner to Thompson. Nothing there, back out front to Meeker. Streaks in their 2-1-2 offensive zone offense. Ross on the left side, back out front to Meeker at the to Ross on an overload on the left side. Off to Meeker, out front, long three, nothing. Olsen with a fault, no good. Thompson with a third, stick back, and it's good. Streaks have a 2-0 lead at the 7:19 mark of the first quarter.
Yeah, good athletic move by Jared trying to get that put back, but then Eric was right there.
Streaks and a man. Dade working on Ross, inside to Gattaki. Gattaki, nothing there. Back out to Dade. Day gives to Shoot. Shoot, the 5'9 sophomore with the basketball, gives off to Day. Day on a screen roll, throws it away, picked up by Olsen. Olsen down on the layup, reverse, and he is fouled.
We got a little lucky there. I don't think Jared knew where he was. He had such a burst of speed, he kind of outrun the ball, and when he went up, he was under the basket, but they fouled him. But a nice anticipation.
Jimmy certainly had the presence of mind there to have an idea that he was caught, like you said, in no man's land, and throw the shot up and got fouled and is going to get two free throws out of it.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing, what he wants to do when he's on that court.
He was 37 out of 45 coming in at 82%, and he misses the first one. Off the back of the rim, he'll have another one here. Streaks have a 2-0 lead here at 6:48 to go. Second one bounces around and is in. 3-0 Streaks. Dade with a basketball. Mike Dade, the 5'9 senior, working on Devin Ross. Give it the high post to Bland. Bland goes left, puts up a left-handed running hook. No good, and rebound on the floor comes to Ross. Here come the Streaks.
Yeah, Devin got that himself. He tipped the ball to himself.
Olsen gives to Ross, who penetrates. Kicks back out to Meeker. Fall away there, and it was short. Rebound, long rebound to Dade. He comes coast to coast, puts it up and in, and he's fouled.
Devin should have gotten out of the way quicker. He tried late to get out of the way because he knew he couldn't foul. He couldn't block that shot from Dade, but he should have stayed away.
Dade looking to convert a three-point play here. 3-2 Streaks, 6:16 to go here in the first quarter. Dade's free throw is, bounces around, no good. Rebound to Thompson. Ross starts down. Coach Reynolds makes the play call. Run a offensive zone set here. Meeker skips it to Olsen on the left side. Olsen picks his dribble up, gives in the corner to Thompson. Thompson ball above his head, back out front to Olsen, who swings it to Meeker, to Ross. Ross ball fake, back out to Meeker. Meeker looks to penetrate, dumps off inside to Hawthorne. Nice pass, nice reverse layup.
Real good penetration by Ethan, and Cody was right there to receive that pass.
Used his body as a protector. Made the right decision with the reverse layup. Dade with the basketball. Looks to penetrate again. Dumps it off to the lefty there is Bland. Little 10-footer, no good, and gets the stick back on the weak side to Gattaki. And he makes it 5-4 ball game. Streaks, yeah, 5:25.
Got to keep Gattaki from the board. He likes to hit to the offensive board.
Big, strong 6'3 junior. Olsen with the ball. Long three from the corner. Good.
Oh, I didn't think Jared was going to get it there, and he hit nothing but net.
And he is now tied for the team lead with Ethan Meeker. 38 three-point shots converted this season. Ball screen by Bland, and a short jump shot off that ball screen. 12-footer by Aaron Shute, and that's good. And it's 8-6 Streaks lead here.
Well, he had a hand in his face, good defense, and he just made a tough shot.
The old pick and roll worked there for Quincy. Olsen on the other side with a long three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Dade. Here he comes on the long rebound, trying to go coast to coast. Takes it all the way. Puts it up short, no good. And we got a rebound, or a foul on the rebound, and the foul's going to be on Bland. And he's going to get a second one there in a hurry.
Yeah, Bland. And, of course, Bland is probably their second best player. Jake Jove, of course, is the man. But Bland's a good player.
And Devin Smith will replace him as he goes to the bench, playing with two quick fouls. Quincy remains in their 1-2-2 half-court zone. Streaks running the 2-1-2. Meeker in the corner to Kevontae Shaw, who's now in the ball game for Eric Thompson. A little bit better offensive set here in the zone. Good ball movement by the Streaks inside the low post to Hawthorne. Turnaround 10-footer is good.
Boy, he's got that move down now. A little spin, gets up, elevates, and hits the shot.
It's a semi-jump hook, semi-jump shot, but Cody does a good job with it. Shaw with a steal here, gives a head to Meeker, who loses his footing as he's pushed from behind by Shoot, and that's going to be a foul on Aaron Shoot, his first, and Quincy's third team foul.
Yeah, he just stumbled. He lost his body control, and he just stumbled over Ethan.
That's Quincy's third team foul here. Streaks will inbound in front of the scores table. 10-6, Galesburg lead. 4:01 here to go in the first quarter. Meeker on the left, back out front to Ross. Ross penetrates, skips back behind him. Meeker now penetrates. Off balance, 10-footer, no good. And rebound comes off to Gottecke. Gottecke gives off to Shoot. Shoot in the front court, uses a ball screen by Gottecke, who's going to reset that ball screen there. Nope, gives it off on the right side to Jobe, and there's a whistle here and going to be a hand check on Ethan Meeker.
Yeah, Ethan didn't have to foul him there. We had set up our defense. Kevontae was going to cut him off along the baseline. No foul was needed there.
And that's Ethan's first foul, the Streak's second team foul. Quincy will inbound it here. Free throw line extended on the right side. Inbound the ball, Shoot with the ball. And he's going to run the offensive set there in a 1-4 set. Gives on the right wing to Cameron Gay, who's in the ball game now. To Smith, and they reverse it long to Shoot on the left side. Long three, no good. Gay gets the rebound. Dade penetrates, gives it off to Gottecke. 15-footer, no good. Devin Ross with the rebound. Here come the Streaks on the break. Ross gives to Meeker, back out front to Olson. Long three from the top of the key, no good. And rebound comes off to Gay. Gives to Dade. Here he comes. Jump stop. Looks to get inside to Gottecke. He's doubled inside. Gets the ball back outside to Shoot, who gives back inside to Gottecke, and he loses control.
Olson
comes up with it. Gives to Meeker on the layup. Great move, and it's good.
Oh, what a giant step by Ethan. Good body control. A good move.
And that's Ethan's first basket of the evening, and the Streaks have extended the lead 12-6 here. 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. Quincy in their man-to-man offense. Gottecke at the top, looks to give a ball screen today. Devin looked to tip from behind, nothing there. Shoot, off the dribble, 12-footer from the right side, no good. Batted around. Cody Hawthorne with the rebound. Here come the Streaks the other way. Gives off to Olson. Olson gives to Meeker. Long three from the right side, and it's good.
Boy, he squared up and hit nothing but net.
And the Streaks are on a 7-0 run here and have a 15-6 lead here at 2:17 to go here in the first quarter. This is Silver Streaks basketball on WAIK 1590 radio with 2:17 to go here in the first quarter. It's the Streaks 15, the Quincy Blue Devils 6. We'll be back after this 30-second Tinkham's Electric timeout. Here at the old gymnasium after this Tinkham's Electric timeout, Jim Sundberg, former Major League Baseball player and Major League All-Star here in the crowd tonight. Worked with Jimmy a lot with Galesburg Legion Baseball, and he's a fine, fine individual and was one of the best athletes ever to play here at Galesburg High School.
Yeah, I didn't know Jimmy was in town. I like Jimmy. I liked doing the games when he was playing, and he's a good guy.
Quincy with the basketball in the front court, runs a back door here. Nice pass from Dade to Gay, and they convert as the Streaks bit on that.
Yeah.
Nice execution.
Good back door.
Quincy looking to trap in their half court. Streaks break it. Meeker penetrates, give to Olson, who comes to the basket and scores.
Real nice move by Jared. Saw the seam and took it.
Jared has 6 for the ball game, a 17-8 Streaks lead, and Quincy turns it over on the other end here with 1:27 to go here in the first quarter.
Good defense by the Streaks.
Quincy looks to extend now. They're in their 1-2-2 full court press here. Streaks will run their 2-1-2 against it, and they break it easily. Thompson back in the ball game, dumps it inside to Shaw, who puts it up, no good. Here gets a rebound, looks to convert, spin move, no good. Batted around again, and it's going to be out of bounds off the Streaks. Great effort by Eric Thompson there on the glass.
Oh, you can't blame a guy like that. I'm sure Coach Olson and Coach Reynolds is proud of him, the way he went after that ball. That was a good job by Eric.
Gonna have a substitution here, a whistle here, and there was some confusion at the scores table here, and they didn't let our substitutes in, and we'll see what goes here.
Yeah, Sammons is getting ready to come in, probably for Ross, and
The officials are conversing about it. I don't know what the conversation's about. It was a dead ball, and you signal them in.
Yeah, don't know what that's about.
They continue to discuss things here to decide what's going on. They're going to bring both coaches together.
I can't believe it's that important of a, of a play.
We need you to move your car. There's no parking in the Circle Drive, and also if you're parked anywhere around the
cones. And again, the conversation continues with both coaches and the officials here, and it's not clear to us what it is. It looks like all we were looking for was a substitution here, and it didn't happen.
Quincy was bringing in two players, and we were bringing in Sammons.
And now we have him in, and don't know what all that rigmarole is about, Jimmy, but we're going to have basketball here again.
Nope.
Darius Sammons here in for Devin Ross here at the end of the quarter, and that's been a sub.
No, he came in for Jarrett this time.
We're going to give Darius a technical foul here. I don't know if they're saying, Jimmy, that he didn't get checked into the game properly here, but they've whistled him for a technical foul, and that is a personal foul on him as well. And Dade makes the free throw, confusing to say the least.
It sure is. I don't know what the problem, unless he didn't go to the scorer's bench.
Yeah, that'd be the only thing. I mean, that's would be the only thing that makes any logical sense. Dade converts the free throw. Quincy gets the ball after the technical free throw. Dade with the basketball looks to dump it inside to Gottecke, who gives back to Dade on a give and go, and he gets to the basket and he's fouled.
Yeah, they're going to foul call that on Ross, I'm sure. He's coming in from behind. No,
they're going to give it to Eric Thompson, and that's good. That's Eric's first, and that would have been Devin's second, and that's not something we wanted here at the end of the quarter.
No, and Devin could have gotten it because he went in from behind. I think he made some body contact, but you're right, that's Eric's first.
And that's Dade makes the foul shot there. And he's got another one here. 17-10, Silver Streaks lead. 17-11 now. Streaks inbound it. They're going to go against the 1-2-2 three-quarter court trap press of Quincy. Streaks break it. Ross with the ball, gives on the right side to Meeker. Back to Ross. Gives to Meeker. Streaks are going to hold for one here. Coach Reynolds wants them to pull it out against this zone and get the last shot of the period.
Yeah, well, we've let them score four points in a row, so we need a basket here.
17-11 here. We're down to 25 to go in the first quarter. Devin Ross holds the ball near the jump circle at the 10-second line.
3-2 zone. Coach Andy Douglas is keeping them back.
We're at 10 now. They're going to come out and go man-to-man against us. Thompson with the ball. Gives it up. Looks to dump it down inside to Shaw. Dug out there. Shot fake. Up and under. No good. Rebound. Batted around. And it's going to end the quarter there. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter here at Thiel Gymnasium in this Western Big Six basketball game. The score at the end of one, it's the Galesburg Silver Streaks 17, the Quincy Blue Devils 11. This is Silver Streaks basketball on WAIK 1590 and WAIK1590.com. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout. Here at Thiel Gymnasium, getting ready to start the second period. Jimmy, we got off to a good start. We went on an 8-0 run, but Quincy's answered us here on a 4-0 run to end the period.
Yeah, that 4-0 run started with Darius checking in, and I don't know what happened. Probably forgot to check in or something like that. Then they scored four in a row, but we had a good first quarter.
When you've had a long tradition between these two ball clubs, you and I have certainly seen some crazy things, and that could very well be another one of those. Quincy has the ball here to start the second period. Aaron Shute with the ball, looking to penetrate. Gives to Dade. Dade back out front on the right side, going to use a ball screen by Bland, who's back in the ball game. Gives to Gottecke. Back out front to Dade, who dumps it back into Gottecke. Gottecke in the lane, nothing there. Gives back to Bland. Bland with a lefty layup, no good. Rebound to Gottecke. And he puts up that offensive stick back, and he's fouled.
Well, pretty good defense by the Streaks. They were battling inside. I think they just picked up the foul just hustling that time.
Certainly one of the things that has been not necessarily a concern to us this year, but we've been in spurts, struggle on the glass, and there's a case where we gave up a second chance opportunity, and they're going to look to convert here.
Well, I think too, a lot of it, you get out of position, and then you start climbing over the back.
And that's an outstanding point, Jimmy. You don't spin or swim. You take a picture and you try to go over the back, and you get fouled every time. You got to do your work early. Gatake hits both free throws. Again, Quincy in the 1-2-2 three-quarter press. 17-13 streaks lead here. 7:17 to go here in the first half. Quincy drops back into their 1-2-2 zone out of that. The streaks work to run their offensive zone set here. Thompson gives them the corner to Shaw, who dumps down into Hawthorne. Up and under, nice move there, and he scores it.
Great footwork by Cody. Good job. He's getting that down more and more, using his feet to put himself in a good position.
And that up and under move with his athleticism and his coordination there laterally is outstanding there, and he scored it easy. He's got 6 for the game. Quincy on the other end. 15-footer by Gatake, and a good rebound by Hawthorne. Here come the streaks. Shaw gives to Hawthorne, loses control of it. Turnover by the streaks. Picked up there by Job.
Yeah, that wasn't Cody's fault. That was Cabante's fault, because he shouldn't have been passing it to Cody there.
And Jimmy and I were talking about that before the game, and there's another bad pass. The lack of good passing, and Meeker converts on that interception and scores on the other end.
Yeah, good job by Ethan, again, anticipating and taking it home.
Which he does as well as anybody. Lays in the weeds in those passing lanes, reads eyes. Screen roll on the other end. Got a key inside. Nothing there. Gives to Bland, who tries to get to the rim on the left hand. Strongly he does, and a foul there.
When Cody fouls, you feel it. And that time, Bland made a pretty good move to the basket. Eric and Cody both were guarding, almost playing a zone inside, and Bland made a good move, and Cody fouled him from behind.
Bland makes the first free throw. Certainly, if you're going to foul, you don't want to give up the shot. And Cody made sure that if he fouled, he wasn't going to get that shot off to be able to score and get a three-point play out of it. Bland makes both free throws. Cuts the lead to 21-15, Silver Streaks, who've led from the very beginning here. 5:57 to go here in the first half. Meeker with the basketball. Penetrates, dumps it off to Hawthorne. Skips it to Shaw. Into the corner to Meeker. Looks to drive baseline. Skips to Thompson, who goes to the basket hard. Power slide. Great ball movement, Jimmy, there by the Silver Streaks.
Oh, they will love watching that when they watch the films of this game. That's the way you do it. That's textbook.
Ball movement beats dribble movement anytime, and certainly beats the zone being able to shift. Great ball movement by the Streaks. Dave with the ball. Gives to Job. Job looks to drive with the left hand. He puts it up and in, and that's two straight drives on the left side that Quincy's got to the basket.
Yeah, and Job can do it better than anybody from Quincy, taking that ball home.
6-point lead for the Streaks, 23-17. Meeker with the ball. Now they're trying to trap in the half court. Reverses it to Ross. Ross penetrates, puts up a little runner, and it's good. Nice penetration by Devin Ross.
Well, he's had that I don't know how many times, and the first time he took the shot.
Back to an 8-point Streaks lead, 25-17 here. 4:50 to go here in the second quarter. Shoot with the basketball, looks to take a high ball screen. Looks to penetrate, comes underneath, back out front to Bland. Long 3-pointer, no good off the back of the rim, and Shaw with a rebound. Gives to Meeker. Back out front to Shaw at the top, on the left side to Ross. To Meeker, dumps it inside, bad pass. Knocked away, and it'll be Silver Streaks basketball. Jared Olson back in the ball game, replaces Kamonte Shaw, who gave us, as he always did, quality minutes off the bench, Jimmy.
He really did. And fans, I'm sure a lot of you read your HTML, saw a nice article Mike Trueblood wrote about Kamonte, and well-deserved.
After coaching Kamonte for 3 years, hard-working kid, very receptive to coaching, takes great pride in what he does. You can't help but root for and be proud of this nice performance he's putting on here senior year. Great penetration by Meeker, and he scores on the runner.
Oh, he did that well. Went up, he saw himself open. If he wasn't, he could have dropped off a pass, but he was open and he took the shot.
Streaks have opened up a 10-point lead here now, 27-17, 3:54 to go. Streaks still staying there, half court, man-to-man. Dave penetrates, dumps it off inside to Bland. And he's fouled on that layup and fouled hard by Cody Hawthorne, and that'll be Cody's second. And Cody had to come out of position there to stopped the drive and then recovered beautifully and could only foul in that situation. He couldn't get the block.
No.
And Bland's at the line again here. He's made his first three free throws of the night.
He shoots some good free throws. Looks good at the line. But Quincy does a good job in penetrating and hitting the open man. Something like what we do.
Yeah, very good. I mean, they know when to stop. They know what angles to be at for the dump-offs. Both ball clubs, highly intelligent, well-coached, fundamentally sound. Plant's second one is no good, and that's the first free throw they've missed after making eight in a row. Streaks with the ball now, again against the Quincy zone. Olson out front directing traffic, gives to Devin Ross, who comes to the top. Gives the right side to Meeker. Meeker on the dribble. Picks it up, gives back out front to Ross. On the left side to Olson. To Meeker on the right side, long three, short, no good. And rebound comes off to Jake Jobe. Jobe with the basketball across the timeline. He stops and pops from three. In and out, no good. Nice tip in there by Bland. Yeah. And he scores on the follow-up. 27-20 streaks lead here.
Bland's a good-looking junior. He's 6'4", he left-handed, and handles himself well.
Good strength and size, nice athlete, good inside player. Olson on the penetration, puts it high off the glass, and good. Jimmy, we penetrated and broken these seams of the zone. Very nice.
We sure have. And then nobody does it better than Jared. He really made a good move.
Streaks have increased or have got the lead back to 9, 29-20. There again, Meeker Lane in the woods, intercepts the pass on the layup on the other end, and it's good.
Oh, Ethan plays those passing lanes just beautifully, anticipating, and then he knows how to finish.
And on that, as the Streaks have extended their lead to their biggest of the evening at 31-20 with 2:31 to go, Quincy takes a timeout here to try to stop momentum. This is Silver Streaks basketball on 1590 WIAK Radio. And with 2:31 here to go in the first half, it's the Silver Streaks 31, Quincy 20. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout. Back here at Thiel Gymnasium after that Tinkham's Electric timeout, we've got 2:31 to go here in the first half. Streaks with a 31-20 lead. Streaks have really done a good job, Jimmy, as we talked about, penetrating against that zone, moving the basketball against that zone.
They really have. They haven't had many turnovers, I think maybe one or two, and just a good job by the Streaks.
Quincy with the basketball. Dade to Smith, who's back in the ball game. Devin Smith back in the ball game for Quincy. Dade gives off to Shute, who looks to dump down inside. Nothing there. And they reset the offense, make an offensive call here. Use a high ball screen and give off for a long three by Jobe, and it's good. Little pick and pop there with Dade and Jobe, and he makes the long three from the right side.
Well, you got to get out on him because he'll shoot it from anywhere.
Ross with the basketball. Gives to Olson. Back to Meeker against the Quincy zone. To Thompson, who dumps it inside of Shaw. Little turnaround spin move, no good. And great follow-up by Kevontae Shaw.
How about that?
And he scores it.
See, he went up left-handed. He missed the shot. It rolled off, but he went back up, followed his shot, and made it.
Great hustle and athleticism by Shaw. Dade penetrates, gives on the corner to Shute, who scores a three. And again, Quincy answers back on the other end, 33-26, 7-point lead with 1:20 to go here.
And not bad defense. We played good defense. They just making shots.
Shot the high post with it, puts it on the floor. Ball knocked away from him, turnover by the Streaks. Dade comes up with it. He comes back, he looks to penetrate. Little reverse shot, no good. Rebound Olson, here come the Streaks. No numbers here. Meeker with the basketball, backs it back out. Gives to Shaw. Shaw loses the handle, comes back up with it. He's reset the offense to Ross. Pull the ball out. Right. Coach Reynolds makes an offensive call against his zone, and it looks like we'll hold it for one, Jimmy.
That last rebound. Ethan, he surprises how he can get up. He really can get off the floor.
33-26 lead. Streaks with the basketball. Looking to play for one. Quincy comes out and matches up. We'll hear a little bit to force the Streaks to run a little bit of offense. Ross has it. To Meeker, long three, and we're going to get a travel call against Ethan there, as the official says he shuffled the feet
on the
catch.
I think he
knew
it, but yep. Man, he couldn't square up, but he made a heck of a shot.
Substitution for the Blue Devils as Parker Bland comes back in the ball game, the 6'4" junior who replaces Devin Smith here as they try to get offense here in this last 22.7 seconds here to go in the half.
And we're getting defense. Ethan is out on the bench, and Darius Sammons is in.
Sams will work against eight at the point. They're going to run their offense. Gives on the left wing to shoot. Back out front to Bland. Shoot resets the offense here. Gets a ball screen by Gotteke. Loses control but gives in the corner to Job, who hits a long three at the buzzer. And that cuts the lead to 33-29 here at the half. A big, big basket by Job, who hit two straight threes here late in the second quarter.
Boy, he was moving to his left. He's left-handed. He's moving to his right rather than shot it to his left. Got a good release, and he's a good-looking player.
And that's going to end the first half here of this big Western Big Six ball game here at Thiel Gym between two longtime rivals, the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Quincy Blue Devils. At the half, it's the Silver Streaks 33 and the Quincy Blue Devils 29. We'll be back after this three-minute timeout with the Watson Thomas Funeral Home Halftime Show. Halftime show, Jimmy. Fine half. Quincy didn't go away, and those couple threes here at the end of the half make this a tight ball game and a good ball game.
It's a good ball game and a game which you'd expect. Quincy's 11-3 on the year, and that's not because they're just an average ball club. They're better than average. Job can make them that. He's an excellent player, especially now. I understand he's staying under control more and doing the right thing, and he can play. Bland, I really like his game also. You got two quarterbacks out there in Shute and Dave, and both of them. Dave, there would have been a starter on most teams last year, but they had a fine guard, so he didn't play as much. Another good ball club, but boy, we made them earn it, though. They are good shooters, and we made them earn it. Most of those shots, like the big shot that gave them the big mo at the end of the first half, that was a tough shot. I don't know how many times, even with his skills, Job's skills, he can make that shot. He's left-handed, moving to his right, deep in the corner, and makes the jumper. But we've had hands in their face, and they made them. But boy, I like the way we played also. Moving the basketball, getting the good shots, playing a lot of team basketball. Ethan, of course, is playing like Ethan can play. One of the better players, I think, in the state. And this kid is really getting the job done tonight. Almost in a quieter way. His defense has been excellent. He's had good shots. He's knocked some down and good rebounds. He's had a couple of rebounds where he showed that he can get off the floor. So led by him, I think, Steve, it was a good first half. You don't like the four-point lead. You'd like to see it more, especially when we build it up to 10. But Quincy is not a bad team.
No. And after watching the Quincy Blue Devils here in person with both of our sets of eyes, Jimmy, they are a very good ball club. As you said, you've got a fine ball handler and distributor in Dave. You've got a young point guard or off guard and shoot that can shoot the basketball as well as get to the rim. You've got a traditional old-style back-to-the-basket low-post player in Gotteke. And then you've got Job and Bland that can go inside and out and are experienced players with a lot of confidence. They're a formidable opponent. And again, our ball club did a good job against them. And, it certainly sets the stage for a very, very good second half here of basketball here at Thiel Gymnasium in this big Western Big Six ball game.
And I think it shows two things, Steve, about this team in our Big Six. For Rock Island, they had 70-55. They lost to Rock Island 15 points, but it was closer than that. But UT, they beat UT 46. UT beat them 46-40, I guess. So they're a good ball club, and I got a feeling that they're going to make it tough. I hope it won't be us, but they're going to make it tough for, as Coach Dade called it, the Big Four in the Western Big Six.
When I certainly think, Jimmy, that you're going to see UT continue to get better and better as Coach Weber does a good job with his ball club and implements his system and gets things taken care of there. Again, this ball club here in Quincy, certainly Moline, we know what they bring to the table, and with Rock Island and us, it's going to be a dogfight here as we play the second round of the Western Big Six after next week's ball game. So it's going to be a very, very interesting second half of the Western Big Six season. Well, we're going to continue more with the Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory halftime show after this 30-second break. This is Silver Streaks Basketball on 1590 WAIK Radio and 1590WAIK.com. Back here at Thiel Gymnasium, as we continue with our Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory halftime show, we'll take a look at our individual statistics for the Silver Streaks. Ethan Meeker led the Streaks with 11 points tonight here in the first half, and he was followed by Jared Olson, again our second leading scorer, with 8. And then Cody Hawthorne did a fine job inside against their zone with 6. He's followed by Eric Thompson with 4, Devin Ross with 2, and Cavante Shaw off the bench with 2 for our total of 33. And we only shot 2 foul shots. And that's not a criticism of our ball club. We're going against the zone. That is a compliment to Quincy doing a great job and not fouling and putting our good foul shooters on the line. For Quincy, they're led by their senior all-conference player, Jake Job, the 6'4 left-hander, who can go inside and out, had 8, including 2 big threes toward the end of the first half. He's followed by 3 players, Aaron Shute, and Mike Dade with 5, and then Parker Bland, the other inside-outside threat, the lefty, 6'4 junior, also had 5, and then Garrett Godeke, the 6'3 senior, had 4, and they were 8 out of 10 from the line. Outstanding free throw shooting performance in the first half, Jamie, for Quincy.
Yes, it was, and you gotta like the way Quincy protects the basketball, too. As good as our defense was, they didn't have many turnovers. They know what they want to do, and I can see why Andy Douglas is telling me that this team certainly has put it together this year. Remember, this is his second year, and they really have bought into what he's trying to do and getting it done. But I like what we're doing.
Good half of basketball here, and we certainly are going to have another good one here. Streaks are going to inbound the ball here to begin the second half. They start with a 33-29 lead. Starters back on the floor for both ball clubs here. And we'll go to work here.
Big quarter. You want to make sure you kind of get started early in this third quarter.
And Streaks have been typically very, very good, as demonstrated by the good ball club they are. They start against the Quincy zone. Nice dump off from Cody Hawthorne inside out. High low to Eric Thompson. And the Streaks start right off the bat here with a layup to start the second half. And that's Eric Thompson, 6 of the game.
Boy, Eric and Cody both do a great job with their footwork.
Nice spin move there by Bland, and they end up with an offensive rebound to Godeke. Dade looks to penetrate, gives off to Bland. We have a whistle, and he's out of bounds. Dade's out of bounds on the baseline.
Yeah, he made a good pass to Bland, but he stepped on the line.
And that's a turnover for the Blue Devils. It'll be Silver Streaks ball. They have a 35-29 lead here, 6-point lead here as we just are underway in the second half. Quincy in the 1-2-2 half-court zone. Ross with the ball, looks to penetrate, picks it up, gives to Meeker. Meeker almost lost the handle on it. To Olson, to Meeker. Meeker looks to penetrate, gives to Ross on the left side. He's going to be trapped in the left corner. Back out to Meeker. To Ross in the corner, he looks to penetrate baseline. Gives the play behind him to Meeker. Long three, no good, and rebound to Dade. Dade gives to Job with a long three. Out of that transition, nothing there. And here comes Olsen with a long rebound. Spin move, dumps it off. And the ball's batted out of bounds here. Yeah, they're going to give it to the Streaks, but there's going to be a conference here. It looks like Jarrett was the last one. There was nobody to touch that on that pass, and it will be a turnover as the officials got together and got the call right.
That's a good call, and Jarrett knows better. He just took the ball too far, and he had a little easier two-on-one break there.
And he left his feet there, and when you leave your feet to pass or not having an idea to shoot, then oftentimes tough things happen. So tough turnover for the Streaks and Jared Olson there. Job with the basketball. Gives to Bland. Back out front to Dade as they reset against the Streaks man-to-man. Dade looks to penetrate, comes all the way to the rim, reverse layup and good. He got to the rim pretty easily there,
yes,
Jimmy.
Yes, he did. Too easy. We got to stop that. I think we were just kind of standing around.
The Streaks in their the Blue Devils in their 1-2-2-3 quarter press. Streaks break it and ball batted out of bounds by Quincy as the Streaks look to penetrate. It'll be Gelsberg ball underneath the Quincy basket.
Well, we're fortunate there. Eric put it on the floor. Well, they take the baseline and they knocked it out.
Streaks inbound it. Ross gives in to Meeker, who's going to track it down in the backcourt. And he sets the zone offense. Gives to Thompson, to Ross. Ross on the left side to the high post to Thompson. Looks to get in the lane, loses the ball, and Quincy comes up with it.
Yep, too crowded in there against the zone for to try to dribble like Eric tried to do into the zone.
Quincy with the basketball. Job, the left wing to Dade. Dade pull up, blocked from behind by Ross. He comes up with his own rebound. To Job, long three from the right side, a tough shot, and it's good.
Yeah, boy, that left-handed guy, he had a hand in his face, deep out there, and hit it.
Outstanding shooter, great mechanics, great rhythm, and he can go pretty deep there. Tough shot there, and it's 35-34 Streaks. Olson with the ball, dumps it off inside on penetration to Thompson, cutting the basket. And a nice play by Jared Olson with a good dish off and good finish by Eric Thompson. And the Streaks take timeout after that, Nate. Free throw.
Well, that was just great penetration by Jared and a real nice pass to Eric. Eric was expecting it, and he knew how to finish.
Timeout here on the floor. Streaks take the full timeout. We're going to keep it right here. It's a 37-34 game here. Gelsberg ahead as it's just underway here in the third quarter with 5:05 to go here in the third period. And we'll see what Coach Reynolds sets up here out of the timeout, whether we do something full court here, either man and a run and jump trap kind of thing, or zone press it.
Yeah, zone press you might get by with. They'll be real tough, even with our quickness, to press them man-to-man a full court, because they all can handle a basketball. Bland and Job can handle it as well as Dade and shoot. So they're tough to press. Their shots, man, oh man, I hope they can't keep that up. They're really shooting the ball. Sometimes they look like they may be ill-advised, except for Job, but they're going in.
And Streaks are going to set up something full court here. We'll see. They've disguised it. Probably run a man-to-man here and see if we run and jump out of it into the half court. Dade working on Ross. On the dribble, Dade on the right side, uses the ball screen, comes into the lane again. Finds Job off that cut. Long three, no good. Tough shot again. Rebound comes off to Thompson. Here comes Ross on the run. Gives to Olson in the corner to Meeker. Meeker looks to go baseline. Jump stop. Gives the ball behind him to Olson. Comes back out of the corner and resets. To Meeker, who dumps it down inside to Thompson. Thompson looks for a cutter. And a bad pass by Eric there. And a turnover to Quincy.
Yeah, he saw Ross coming toward him. He thought Ross was open, but he wasn't.
Dade on a drive, puts it up with a little right-hander, tough shot. No good. Ball batted around out of bounds. It'll be off the Silver Streaks and belong to Quincy underneath the Silver Streak basket. 37-34 Streaks lead, 4:16 to go here in the third quarter.
And Cavante now is in for Eric.
Quincy inbounds it to Dade. Dade out front, looking to set the Quincy offense. Gives on the right side to shoot. Sagadaki at the top. Dribble handoff to shoot, who looks to reset the offense out top. Quincy run their 1-4 set here. He gives to Job on the right side. Job uses the ball screen, a little screen and roll to Bland. Puts up a lefty layup, no good. Bland gets his own rebound, puts it up and in, and he's fouled.
Boy, I had a bad feeling there. Bland had good position to get that offensive rebound, and Cavante was in the back, was behind him, and Cavante fouled him.
Foul on Cavante Shaw. That's his second of the ball game and the first team foul for the Streaks here in the second half. Cameron Gay comes into the ball game, replacing Mike Date here and get him a short breather. And the free throw attempt by Bland to complete the three-point play is no good, in and out. Streaks working against the half-court trap, zone trap by Quincy. Meeker with the ball on the baseline, gives to Ross in the far corner. Devin looks to get in the lane, jump stop, and a little floater is good.
Well, it's a shame he don't do that anymore. I keep preaching it because he's got that move and he's got that shot. Now, that was a good pass by Ethan and a good move.
He can certainly get into the paint almost any time he wants. Quincy with the basketball, 39-36 streaks lead here, 3:10 to go in the third quarter. Shoot with the ball, uses the ball screen by Bland, goes to the rim. Good hang time, good body control, and puts it up and off the glass and converts on the other end.
You're
and
right
shoot
there.
Past seven for the game.
Good body control.
39-38 lead, Silver Streaks. Olsen with the ball, tries to drive baseline. Good jump stop, ball fake, puts it up, and he's fouled, and he's going to go to the foul line as the Silver Streaks answer the other way with a penetration by guard of the basket.
Yeah, anybody, not too many players would want to make that move and try to shoot that ball, but Jared is so clever taking the ball inside that he almost made it.
And Olsen's free throw, he'll have another one, is good. Olsen will have another one here, try to extend the lead, 40-38, Silver Streaks at 250 for the third quarter. Second one on the way is good. He's 3 out of 4 from the line tonight, and he has 10, so he's reached double figures again, 41-38 Streaks lead. Dade back in the ballgame, working against Ross, penetrates off the screen, dumps it inside of Gutteke, power layup, no good, bounces around, rebound to Hawthorne.
Good
he gives
job.
It off to Ross. Good strength by Cody Hawthorne. Gives the cross-court pass to Meeker for a long three, in and out, no good. Ball batted around. And Job comes up with it. Gives to Dade. Gives to Gotoki into the lane. Little turnaround, five-footer, no good. And the rebound comes off to Ross. Long to Shaw. And ball batted out of bounds by Quincy in that up and down sequence there.
Yeah, good look, though, by Devin. After that good rebound by Shaw, and Devin almost got the ball to Cavante, but he couldn't get it.
Streaks inbound the ball underneath Quincy's basket. Ross with the ball on the right side. Gives inside to Thompson. Back out front to Ross. To Olsen, long three. Short, no good. And the ball off the front of the rim goes off of Job and out of bounds. Surprised him a little bit there as he just grazed the front of the rim.
Yeah.
And he was expecting it to be an air ball there. Streaks basketball again underneath the Quincy basket. Have another opportunity here to score with an extended possession. Darius Salmon's in the ball game now for Devin Ross. Try to get it inside to Eric Thompson, and it's turned over. Quincy comes up with it again. Dade with the ball now working on Sam. To Gay. Cameron Gay tries to dump it inside to Smith. Back outside to Gay. Inside, outside, long three, and it's good.
Boy, Gay, I don't know how good he is outside, but he shot that with
good looking shot there. Good backspin on it. And nothing but net. And we have a 41-41 game. Gay knotted up for the first time in the ball game. Shaw with a long three on the other end. Put the Streaks back out front again here and brings the crowd alive here with 1:22 to go in the third quarter. 44-41, Jimmy.
Big shot by Cavante. Good pass. Big shot.
Dade with the basketball. Penetrates, gives off to Carson Gay in the ball game. Cameron's brother. Gives to Smith, who tries to spin, get to the rim. And he is fouled as he got to the rim there. And that'll be a foul on Cavante Shaw, his third in the ball game, and that'll send the 6'1 junior, strong post player Devin Smith to the line for Quincy.
Yeah, he looks like he may be pretty tough next year. He's got a lot of stuff going inside. Plays something like Cody, only not quite built like Cody, but he plays something like that.
Really athletic looking kid, isn't he, Jay?
Yeah, he really is, taking the ball hard to the basket.
He makes the first one. He'll have another one here. It's on the way, and it's good, too. Nothing but net, both of them. And it's a 44-43 Streaks lead here. And Quincy's in their 1-2-2 three-quarter court press. Streaks break it. Sams with the ball into the front court. Gives to Ross on the left side. Back out to Sams at the top. who gives to Meeker now. Meeker looks to penetrate. Nothing there. Gives to Ross on the left side. Dumps it down along the short corner to Thompson. Ball batted away as Eric went to shoot the ball, and Quincy comes up with it.
Yeah, Eric brought it down. He seldom knew that.
Dade gives to Gay in the corner, Carson Gay, and his long three is an air ball, but it's off the streaks, out of bounds. And Quincy's going to send Shute and Bland right back in the ball game, replacing Smith and Carson Gay.
Yeah, that ball was short, and Devin got it, but Devin was on the line.
And we got a whistle here before the ball's inbounded. And we got a foul called before the ball was inbounded on Darius Sammons, and that'll be Darius's second in our third team here. Quincy inbounds it. Dade with the ball. Comes out front now with it. On the dribble, working on Sammons. They've opened the floor here with 25 seconds to go in the period with a streaks holding a 44-43 lead. Dade cuts to the basket, gets behind Sammons, and scores on the layup from a nice pass by Shute.
Yeah, it was a nice pass, and he made it a good shot.
Dade has 9 for the game, and Quincy is now taking the lead for the first time in the ballgame, 45-44. Meeker penetrates, gives to Sammons. To Ross with a long three. No good, batted around. Thompson with the rebound, puts it up, and it's no good, and that'll end the quarter with Quincy having their first lead of the ballgame. And that's the end of three quarters here at Thiel Gymnasium. And at the end of three quarters here, it's the Quincy Blue Devils 45, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 44. This is Silver Streaks basketball on 1590 WAIK Radio and 1590WAIK.com. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this 30-second timeout. Back here at Thiel Gymnasium, getting ready to begin the fourth quarter. Jimmy, Quincy outscored us that quarter 16-11 and has taken the lead for the first time in the ballgame.
Yeah, and now it's important that we get this lead back. Being at home, we need that lead late in the fourth.
And we start on defense as Quincy has the basketball to begin the fourth quarter. Dade with the ball against our man-to-man. They're running their offensive set here, looking for that lob to Dade again. Nothing there. Shute looking inside. Nothing there. Penetrates. Back out front to Dade, and they'll reset. High ball screen by Bland. Dade, nothing there. On the dribble. Looks to get to the rim. And the ball's batted out of bounds. Good defense there in that series by the Silver Streaks.
It really was. A good defense by Devin and good defense by Ethan helping out.
And good ball club shine here when the heat's on. And we're going to need a really big fourth quarter here to overtake the Blue Devils here at Thiel Gymnasium tonight. 45-44. Quincy just underway in the fourth quarter. Shute with the basketball, working on Olson. Good man-to-man defense by the Streaks. Shute with the ball out front. Gives off to Dade on the right side. He looks inside. Nothing there. High-low. Nothing there as well. Bland with the ball. Gives the shoot. His penetration stopped by Olson. Long possession by the Blue Devils. Dade with the ball now, and he resets the offense. Streaks fans coming alive here. Good defense by Galesburg here in the half court. Dade gives off to Bland, who looks to dump inside to go to keep. He's got the basketball, tries to back into the ball, stolen by Devin Ross. Ross gives to Meeker. Long three from the right side, good.
Well, that's a great steal, and Devin found the shooter. Ethan squared up, and when he does that, you know it's home.
That defense was outstanding by the Streaks. Devin did his good job there of sneaking in and digging out that ball in the low post. We converted on the other end. Streaks have a 47-45 lead. Shoot, working on Olson. Pull up 15-footer, short, no good. Rebound to Hawthorne, batted around. He comes up with it, and here come the Streaks. Meeker on the right side, looks to get back into the middle floor. Jump stop, back out to Ross. To Meeker, long three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Cody Hawthorne comes up with it, puts it on the floor. Ball knocked away, but Eric Thompson comes up with it. Ross with the basketball, tries to penetrate. Dumps it off inside nicely to Hawthorne, and the Streaks convert.
Well, no matter how mad I get at Devin, they're not doing some things. He can do a lot of things right, fans. And that, those last two plays, Devin was involved in, and they ended with us making 2 points.
So the Streaks on a 5-0 run here to begin the fourth quarter here and extend their lead 49-45, and that brings a timeout by the Blue Devils, a 30-second timeout, and that brought Silver Streaks fans to their feet.
Steve, don't you think that's important, too? We get our fans sitting back a little bit, and maybe like a lot of us, awed a little bit by Quincy's ability to play defense and getting the job done. Boy, our fans got back in it in those last 2 points we made.
Our fans know here, certainly the longtime fans, what a home court advantage of this is, and the low ceiling and the noise level in here, it's like the old Chicago Stadium, and it can get noisy in here, and it really is a certainly an intimidating factor for the road team. 49-45, 5:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Dade with the basketball. Gives to Gutteke, who tries to dump down inside to Bland. Bland,
block.
Shot blocked away by Thompson.
Oh,
nice defense
block
by the Silver Streaks. Devin Ross with the ball now. Streaks trying to make it a 7-0 run. Gives to Meeker against the Quincy zone. Meeker back out front to Ross. Ross with the ball, gives to Meeker on the right. No hurry by the Streaks right now. Looking to get a good shot. Ross looks to penetrate. Pull up, little runner. Tipped by Thompson, no good. Great look by Devin Ross. Just bounced around. Nice tip by Eric Thompson. It wouldn't go. And
boy, that was that tip. Man, what a great effort by Eric.
Dade comes down with a rebound. And we got a whistle away from the ball.
There's
going to be a foul on Ethan as he's going to be called for holding Job on the baseline cut. And that's Ethan Meeker's second foul of the ball game and the fourth team foul of the second half for the Silver Streaks. Quincy inbounds underneath the Streaks basket. Dade in to shoot, back to Dade out front. Dade looks to penetrate, gets to the rim, and he's going to be fouled as he got to the rim.
That's too bad, too, because we didn't have to. We had our two bigs in there, Cody and Eric. And, boy, Dade just had no place to go. We shouldn't have fouled him there.
Yeah, we let him out of jail free there.
Yeah.
Fouls on Cody Hawthorne. That's his third of the ball game. That'll send Dade to the line, shooting two. Dade's first one on the way is good. And he now has 10 for the ball game. And he is 4 out of 5 from the line. Free throws will play a big role here down the stretch as well. His second one on the way off the back of the rim, no good.
Yeah, they only have one team foul. That's the problem.
And a rebound of the Silver Streaks here against the Quincy zone out front. Meeker and Ross and Olson inside Hawthorne and Thompson. Cody, little crab dribble, power layup to the rim, and he is fouled.
Well, Cody's got to make these free throws. That was a good move, good power move. We've seen him make it a lot of times. But now he's got to settle himself and make the free throws.
And he went right at Parker Bland and got Bland to pick up his fourth foul.
Good point.
And Hawthorne will shoot two there, and that's a big, big, big foul on Parker Bland. Hawthorne with the first one. Off the back of the rim and no good.
Yep. Cody he got hit in the face too, and I think that's affecting him a little bit. He wasn't even close with that free throw.
No, he didn't keep his hand underneath the ball long enough there. Jamie got a little bit on top there. Usually has good mechanics. Let's get the hand underneath the ball, Cody, and stroke it here. Second one on the way. That's off the back of the rim, no good. And rebound to Devin Smith for Quincy. And it's a 49-46 streak lead here with 4:30 here to go in the ball game. McDade using a ball screen by Job. In and out of the lane, back out while he retains the dribble. On the right side, gives to Job. Job, right-hand dribble, long three, bounces around, no good. Stick back by Smith, and there's going to be a foul on the offensive glass. And Smith is going to be called for the foul as he pushed off to get the offensive stick back there.
Yeah, he pushed Cody, and he couldn't move Cody, and the official was standing right there.
And that's the third team foul for Quincy here in the second half. Quincy back out here in their 1-2-2 three-quarter press. And Coach Reynolds calls a timeout, make an adjustment here. And we'll stay here, keep it here at 4:05 to go in the ballgame with a 49-46 Silver Streaks lead.
Yeah, Coach Reynolds called a timeout. He's putting Cervante back in the ballgame. Give us some ball handling, and Cody is out. And I think looking at Cody's eye, he got hit in the face and looked like one of the attendants over there is looking at his face and his eye. I think that's Dr. Meeker over there looking at him.
Yeah, Dr. Meeker does a lot of stuff for our ball club in terms of helping out our kids and taking a look at our kids there. And we have a good training staff here as well, and that is a valuable, valuable asset to a high school athletic program. Streaks with the ball back in bounds here against the 1-2-2 half-court zone that Quincy's in. Ross again, a penetration, a little 10-foot pull-up jump stop runner, and that's good. Great move again by Devin Ross. He has six for the ball game and a big basket.
And you said it, he's had that shot. He's got that shot just about any time he wants it.
Quincy turns it over on the other end. Meeker with the ball. Looks to go coast to coast with a lefty layup. No good. Follow up by Eric Thompson, and he's fouled on the offensive rebound there.
Eric really went up high, and I think he wanted to even dunk that ball off the board, but which would have been the right play because they were surrounding him. It had been tough putback, but they fouled him.
And that'll send Eric Thompson to the line for two. First one rims in and out. No good.
Now we've had Cody at the line and Eric at the line, and they're the ones that have a little problem with their free throws.
Eric will have another one here. Try to extend the streak's lead.
Eric has been shooting them much better this year.
Second one up, and
like
it's good.
That. Like that.
A lot of confidence, great rhythm to a stroke there, and he knocked it down. 52-46, Gelsberg lead here. 3:29 to go for the ball game. Dade gives to Shoot. Shoot looked to get Job on a back cut. Nothing there. Job back out front, and again another steal on the pass by Meeker. Lefty layup is good.
Boy, how many times have you seen Ethan do that? Just great defense. What can't he do?
They're momentum turners. They get us on great runs. Outstanding defense by Ethan Meeker. Shoot with the ball.
Problem.
And he travels with it. And a turnover by the Blue Devils. Streaks trying to increase the lead to double digits here.
Just good defense by the Streaks caused that travel.
And that's exactly right, Jimmy. As he got in front of the ball and stopped the ball, Shoot had nowhere to go, and he traveled.
And Gay is back in the ball game.
And they set up their 1-2-2 press here. Cross-court skip pass. Meeker to Olson. They break it. Cross with the ball out front. Gives to Meeker on the right. Dumps it inside to Shaw. Little high-low. Great sequence there to Olson. Long three, no good. Batted around by Shaw. And Cavanti's going to get it over the back foul.
Yeah, Cavanti was trying to tip that ball back. And he was up over everybody. But he was behind the offensive player. And they got him for over and back.
And that's going to be Cavanti's fourth foul in the ball game. Streaks extend the pressure. Staying there man-to-man. Dade with the basketball, 54-46 Streaks lead at 2:30 for the ball game. Cameron Gay with the ball, gives to Dade. The ball's in Dade's hands 90% of the time. He looks to run the offense, uses the ball screen by Gottike. Back out front to Job. Got to find Job right now, and he goes to the rim. And there's a foul called on Job out front off the dribble.
That's our 17th foul, and boy, you hate to see Job at the line. But he is there for 1-1.
And he's going to shoot two free throws here.
The official is checking Job out to make sure he's okay. He did get hit in the face.
He will shoot 1-1. And the first one on the way is good. Outstanding shooter.
He is too. Left-handed. And boy, he
sweet stroke.
Good stroke. Yeah.
54-47 Streaks lead here. Second on the way is good as well. And he has 13 for the ball game. Quincy's extended their press now. Full court, 1-2-2. Looking to trap. Streaks break it with a skip pass. Meeker with it. And he is fouled there by Dade.
That's only their 15th foul. Boy, we'd like to see them pick up a couple more.
And they can certainly take chances here to try to get steals as they have fouls that they have to waste here before we get in the bonus.
Good point.
Ross with the ball. Streaks will be in no hurry here. Quincy extending their zone a little bit here and sort of matching up here, and they need to as with the clock becoming an enemy. 54-48 Streaks lead. Shaw with the basketball. Now Quincy and a man. Streaks will run their man-to-man offense. Olson looks to get to the rim. He does on a hesitation dribble. Nice move there by Jared Olson, Jimmy.
Oh, you bet. When we spread the offense like that, that's Jared's meat because then he can go one-on-one and take it home, and boy, he did that time.
Both he and Ethan and Devin get to the rim as well as any guards you'll find anywhere.
You got it.
56-48 Streaks lead here with a timeout taken here by Coach Reynolds as he outlines what we need to do defensively and offensively here down the stretch with 1:43 to go in the ballgame with a 56-48 Streaks lead.
Any of you young kids listening, we hope you are, and you'll come out and watch those three kids that take the ball to the hoop. The big thing is they do it under control. They don't just go flying in there. Ethan and Jared and Devin go in there under control. That's why they don't pick up a lot of those what we call silly fouls on charges.
As we reset here, Quincy basketball, 56-48, 1:40 to go here. Dade with the basketball. They have to operate their offense with a sense of urgency here as the time is a factor.
Yeah, and they look like they only want Joe. He lost it.
And Dade looked to penetrate there, and he loses the basketball and turn over to the Streaks here. And Quince is going to certainly have to go for steals here and foul. Cross with the basketball out front as Quincy matches up here. High post to Shaw. Streaks have to take care of the basketball as well. Shaw on the dribble. Gives to Meeker, and there's going to be a whistle here and a foul on Quincy.
That's right. Now Quincy probably, Coach Douglas, want to get into 1-1 and put us at the line.
And you're going to see both ball clubs here, or certainly Quincy, doing a little offense to defense, defense to offense substituting here down the stretch. Streaks have the basketball. Next foul, they'll be shooting the bonus. Ross inbounds it to Olsen. Olsen is fouled there by Dade at the 10-second line.
And that's their 17th foul. So that means we will head to the line, and now we can hopefully we'll have our shooters at the line keep the ball in Jared and Devin and Nathan's hands.
And Olsen will be going to the line here, shooting the bonus here. Jared, an 82% free throw shooter on the year, by far the best on our ball club and one of the best shooters in the state, will have the bonus series. He's 3-for-4 here for the evening. First one on the way, and it's good.
Yep, very relaxed. Whoa, he misses his snooze.
He extends the lead 57-48 before this big crowd here tonight at Thiel Gymnasium. Olsen's second one on the way. It's good as well. And that extends the lead to 10, double digits again here at 58-48. And we have a whistle here. We don't know what the whistle's about.
Official held up two hands and held up play. He didn't call a foul on anybody. I don't know what happened. Unless it was a warning to somebody touching the ball. I don't know.
Dade with a basketball. Gives off to Job. Long three in the corner. No good. Meeker with a rebound. Loses it. Job comes back up with it. He goes to the rim and scores it.
Yeah, that's tough there. We got the ball, but Job was right there.
58-50 lead. Quincy now in a full court press, man-to-man, and they foul. Dade fouls Ross just across the timeline there.
Yeah, now that's what I said. We want to keep the ball in Devin and Jared and Ethan's hands.
And Devin will go to the line here with a bonus situation. Devin's first trip to the line tonight. First free throw is up and good, and he'll have the bonus free throw now. And he extends the Streaks lead back to 9 at 59-50 with 40.2 seconds to go in the game. Second one on the way is good, and the lead's back up to 10 here.
That's who you want at the line.
Outstanding,
like that.
Outstanding foul shooting here down the stretch by the Streaks. Dave with the ball, gets to the rim, little lefty reverse layup, and it's good. And it's 60-52 lead by the Streaks. Meeker with the basketball, and he's fouled out at the 10-second line by Gottecke.
Absolutely. Good job finding Ethan. Devin had the ball out of bounds, found Ethan open, and Ethan did his thing.
And Ethan Meeker will shoot the bonus. First one on the way, and it's good. And Ethan has 17 for the ball game, and he's got another one here, and at 18, and he's averaging a little bit over, a hair over 18 points for the season, and that gives the Streaks a 64-52 lead, and Aaron Shute scores that on the other end, and it's 64-54 now.
Yep, now let Cavante. Cavante was open. They did a good job on Jared and Ethan guarding them, denying them the ball, but Cavante was open, and Cavante is a good free throw shooter.
And Cavante will shoot two now as we're in the double bonus situation here. 62-54 streaks lead. And Shaw will have two. First one on the way, off the back of the rim and no good.
Yeah, he does that with himself on that one. He knows, hit the back of the rim.
He'll have one more now. Try to extend the lead back to nine. Second one on the way.
That's better.
And it's good. 63-54 lead by the streaks. Under 10 to go. And Dade on the layup, no good. And Bland gets the stick back. And that's going to end the ball game here with the streaks coming out victorious by a score of 63-56 over the Quincy Blue Devils in this big Western Big Six game here on this alumni and whiteout night at Thiel Gymnasium. Great ball game, Jimmy. Our ball club was really, really strong down the stretch.
Well, when we had to, we really came through. The big plays, I think it started with about 4 minutes to go. It started with Devin in two fine defensive plays and resulting in baskets. And then we just started. We got the ball in the right spot. You can just sit and look at when we spread the floor. As I said, that's Jared me. Jared made a big one there. He didn't score a lot of points, but boy, when he did score, they were big shots. And that drive he made where we spread the floor and he took it home, that gave us a 6-point lead. And then after that, they had to play catch-up, and we made the free throws, showed our poise when we had to, and did the things that a seventh-ranked ball club in the state should do.
And again, when the heat was on down the stretch, again, as Jimmy said, our ball club did all those things necessary against a very, very, very good ball club here tonight at Thiel Gym and win the ball game here by 7. And again, we outscored the Blue Devils in the all-important fourth quarter, 19-11. So a big victory here. Silver Streaks go 4-0 in the conference, 15-1 for the season, and this loss drops the Blue Devils to 11-4 for the season and 2-2 in the Western Big Six. And again, we've got a big weekend of basketball as the Silver Streaks participate in their annual Martin Luther King tournament here tomorrow and Monday, where we'll play two games tomorrow and two more games on Monday. So a lot of basketball for you Silver Streaks fans to come and see here. And again, the final score here tonight, Silver Streaks 63 and the Quincy Blue Devils 56. We're going to take a one-minute timeout here on 1590 WAIK Radio and begin our Packing House post-game show and get to our IH Mississippi Valley player of the game. So we'll be back after this one-minute timeout. Back here at Thiel Gymnasium as we begin the Packing House post-game show here on 1590 WAIK Radio and Silver Streaks Basketball. Again, the final here tonight in this Western Big Six game between longtime rivals, the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Quincy Blue Devils here at Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks come out victorious, 63-56, and go to 15-1 for the season and 4-0 in the Western Big Six.
Coach Reynolds gets at me, 16.
16-1.
Yeah.
16-1. Yeah. I looked at that and I thought that wasn't right, but that's what I had down. So 16-1.
16-1 on the year, and you're right, 4-0 in the big, big six.
4-0. We don't want to take a victory away from us. These are too hard to come by. And knowing the competitive gentleman that Coach Reynolds is, I don't want to do that in any way, shape, or form. So 16-1. I stand corrected. I apologize. Let's go over the scoring for the Quincy Blue Devils. And again, a very good ball club with lots of things, and there will certainly be a tough task as we go down to Quincy here in another month or so. Shute has 9 for them, their sophomore guard. Dade, their senior point guard, had 12 and 4 out of 6 from the line. Devin Smith coming off the bench, strong inside player, had 2. He was 2 for 2 from the line. Cameron Gay, 5'9", senior, made a big 3 in the third quarter and had 5 for the ball game. Jake Job, outstanding left-hander inside and out. Their 6'4 senior had 15 for the game and 2 for 2 from the line. Parker Bland, 6'4 junior, another lefty, had 9 for the game, 3 out of 5 from the line. And their inside low post player, Garrett Gatteke, the 6'3 junior, had 4 for the game. For the Streaks, Devin Ross had 8. Outstanding game, great penetration, 2 for 2 from the line. Ethan Meeker, our leading scorer, had 18 for the ball game, 2 for 2 for the line. And he's averaging 18 for the game, or for the season. Jared Olson with 14, 5 out of 6 from the line. Both those players were outstanding down the stretch. Eric Thompson, another fine ball game, had 9, 1 out of 2 from the line. Cavante Shaw, very good as always off the bench, with 6, and he was 1 for 2 from the line. And Cody Hawthorne, another fine ball game inside, both scoring and on the rebounding side. He's our leading rebounder. He had 8, and he was 0 for 2 from the line. So the Streaks was 63, and we're 11 out of 16 from the line tonight. On our Subway scoreboard, we got some other scores here tonight. And some of these scores from the Western Big Six, from our colleague Logan Sell back at the WAIK studios and the voice of our girls Silver Streaks broadcast. Moline, with 2:45 left to go in the ball game, leads Alleman 44-35. And UT, with 3 minutes left right now, leads Rocky in what could be a big, big upset, 43-42. And if we get any other updates before we close off the broadcast tonight, we'll let you know. So on the Subway scoreboard, again, Moline right now leading Alleman 44-35 with 2:45 left in the ball game, and UT in a potential upset here leads by 1 over Rocky 43-42 with 3 minutes left.
You know, Steve, that's at Rocky, and I looked at the schedule for the Big Six games, and I thought the two games, Quincy and Galesburg, and UT at Rock Island. It does not surprise me. UT has given Rock Island all they want, and at Rock Island, it'll probably be tough for them to close out being away from home. But that ball club under Coach Weber, they can make some noise, and it's going to be tough for Rock Island to run the table, and I don't think they can.
Yeah, and that's, and again, we look at the Western Big Six every year, and you know, somebody seems to pull an upset, and certainly it's very, very difficult to win on the road and also in the Quad City area to defend on your home court. Those ball clubs are oftentimes, and those kids are very familiar with one another, and it's a difficult chore up there to sometimes defend your home court. And right now we have defended our home court and went on the road to win, and I know we talk about taking the old proverbial one game at a time, but I know that's Coach Reynolds' mindset right now. All of our eggs were in this basket tonight, and I know him. He'll be watching film tonight and watching film tomorrow morning and have a game plan to come back in here to play early afternoon tomorrow against Dunlap, our second ball game against the Dunlap Eagles here in the last couple of weeks, as we continue to try to extend that. And then we'll regroup tomorrow afternoon and get ready to play Maine South, who will bring a very big and outstanding ball club here to Thiel Gymnasium tomorrow night on the first day, Saturday, of our annual Galesburg High School Martin Luther King tournament here. And it's a great, great field and a great tournament with plenty of basketball on Saturday and Monday, Jimmy.
Yes, it will be. Dunlap under Coach Barker, and I like Coach Barker. He's had a tough year on and off the court over there, and I hope everything works out. He's a good man. But he's had some problems, but I'll tell you, they'll come in here to play when you play against Galesburg. And Maine South, you're right, that's a good ball club, a big ball club, a ball club that's well coached, and they can make it tough for you. So it'll be a big ball game tomorrow night. You've mentioned it a lot of times, Coach Reynolds will bring some good teams in here, especially from the Burbs. And Monunk's guy, I understand, has got a good team this year. And Tanaka, a guy that I enjoy talking to every year, he's here. So it's going to be a good tournament.
Yeah, it should be. And again, a lot of good ball clubs here. And and over the years, traditionally, this tournament has had a strong, strong field. And on paper, again, it looks like it'll be another strong one this year. And we play tomorrow at 12:30 against Dunlap And then at 8 o'clock in the last game of the first day against Maine South. So good basketball, and then we'll finish up on Monday with two more games. And then we'll be finishing up our first round of the Western Big Six, Jimmy, with the Rock Island Rocks in a big showdown next week at the Rock Garden as we play the Rocks on the road as we finish the first round of the Western Big Six, and that ought to be a dandy.
Yep, that will be something special. Rock Island seats about 7,000 plus in that gym, and I'm sure it'll be about 98, maybe 100% full when we roll into town. They'll be waiting for the streets. We've had a lot of battles up there at the Rock Garden and a lot of battles here. So let's hope we can go up there and get the job done. Coach Reynolds is headed this way.
He is on his way here, Jimmy, and we'll let you talk to Coach Reynolds, the victorious Silver Streaks coach here tonight to send our ball club to 16-1, and then we'll have our IH Mississippi Valley Player of the Game. So he's coming over here. His mom and dad are back here from Florida. They come back annually to come to this tournament and come at Thanksgiving time, and it's always good for to see them, and they're great supporters, and they listen on the radio down in Florida, and it's good to see them here, and they're going to see plenty of basketball here in the next couple of days. So
yeah.
Coach Reynolds making his way up here, and I'll turn it over to Coach Reynolds and to our longtime analyst Jimmy Carr for the Coach's Corner.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Yeah, we have some listeners. I have some friends that listen to us down in Florida and out in Washington State. So I'm sure they are pleased tonight with this victory. Coach, congratulations to you. 16 win this year, and now you go 4-0 in the Western Big Six. Quincy is a good ball club. You said in the pregame that 11-3 for a purpose, and that's one of the better teams. Coach Douglas told me that that's one of the better teams. He's been around Quincy, and they will do nothing but get better. But your ball club showed the poise, had your number one player, and I think one of the better players in the state, perform like he can perform, and man, when you said do it, they did it for you.
Yeah, I mean, I got a little frustrated there in the third quarter. Felt like Quincy made everything, and some of it was good defense, and they made it over challenges, but you know, most of it was not defensive level like we like. And I thought once our guys got a little refocused there in the fourth, I knew it was going to be a struggle to see if we could hold them off, and we did, and the couple runouts helped, and I thought our guys just handled the basketball with poise and intelligence and got the shots we needed. You know, we even missed some free throws. You know, Cody got poked in the eye pretty good, and a couple other things happened that didn't really go our way in the fourth, but we kept battling, kept fighting, and finished it out well.
Yeah, in that third quarter, they outscored us in the third, but I thought that was going to be an important quarter, but your ball club didn't crack. What is your impression of the way your team played in that third?
Well, I mean, I just think, you know, we had a couple shots not go in, and you know, we had some defensive mistakes, some assignments that weren't perfect, and when that happens against good teams, they make baskets. I don't want to say it was easy for them to make them because they still had to make them, but it was a little frustrating to watch them just kind of light it up a little bit, and we weren't able to finish it up there in the third, but you know, we came back and with our toughness and our guts, we came back and figured out a way to win in the fourth.
You know, they were going to use some defenses, different defenses, the zone. What is your impression with your team going against their zone?
Well, I mean, we put in 63 points, so I mean, it wasn't like we put in 40 and won a game. We put in 63 points and with a little bit of better defensive effort, maybe at I thought there was about 5 minutes total where we didn't play real well, and the other minutes I thought we were outstanding. Outstanding defense and outstanding offense, and maybe a deflection or two away from opening that thing in the first half. And to be honest, I'm just proud of the heck of our guys. I thought our guys showed a lot of toughness, a lot of poise, and it's a good Friday night win against a team that had lost three games. And hopefully at the end of the year, we're still mentioned in the same breath with the other teams they lost to, Altoff and Washington, you know, and Rock Island. And I think we will be. I think we're going to continue to fight and continue to play. And I'm proud of our guys.
I do, too. I thought in midway in that fourth quarter when you broke it open, big play. Devin was involved in it. He stole the ball. You pass, he got 2 points. Then another one, yeah. He got the pass and he put the ball in the right spot. You got two more, a 4-0 run, and then Jarrett, you spread the floor, and then Jarrett took it home, and boy, that 6-0 run, I think, turned your ball club around.
Well, yeah, I mean, Devin Ross is an all-conference guard. You know, I don't know what else to say about him. I mean, he plays every possession on defense. You know, they really hugged on our wings, and he drove it down the gap and finished two or three times and had one roll in and out. You know, he stole the ball. He had three or four deflections and rebound. I mean, he's an all-conference guard. You know, they don't all make them when you score 20 points a game. You can affect the game in other ways, you know,
Well,
I'm not trading him for any other guard in our league. I'm telling you that, and I think he's a perfect player for us. And I think he's really good.
I'll vote for that.
Well, he'll be in there again. I'm sure.
I'll vote for that. But the player that one of the better players I've seen around here perform at this level is Ethan. Tonight, his defense, time and time again, he anticipates where that pass is going, a la what Joey did. I think he probably anticipates now and doing what Joey did.
Joey finished it a little different at the end of it, though, didn't he?
A little bit. Just a little bit. But he anticipates, and
yes.
And he put everything together. And the young man, I thought, turned it on tonight, too.
Yeah, I thought Meek's defense, you know, he got a couple deflections. And I know Job hit some threes. One of them wasn't on Meek, but, I mean, he didn't have anything else. He couldn't shake free, and I thought, you know, our plan was perfect again, and I thought, you know, Dade and Job, neither of them could go off. You know, Bland had a couple easy baskets. Besides that, nobody could score. You know, I thought Shoot did okay, you know, on when he had to help the other guys. But I thought our defense was tremendous again. And what's most important is our defense was tremendous when it needed to be. And then that's the most important thing. You're playing good teams, and there's going to be a spot in the game where things have to be tremendous, and it was.
Well, you play tomorrow at 11:30. I mean at 12:30.
Yep.
And then you play at 8. You got Dunlap coming to town, who has had some problems, and then Maine South. I understand from you and some others that they got a good ball club, and we play them at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow you got a quick turnaround. You only played what, 6-7 players tonight.
Yeah, we'll be fine. We're going to play. And if somebody's going to take our best shot and beat us, then that's what they're going to do. But I've seen it one time, and I don't think that was our best shot. And I just hope we put our best foot forward tomorrow and get it taken care of.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, buddy.
And remind the fans, if you're listening or something, go into the cafeteria. Scott's in there, Scott Kelly. And I just heard Jim Sundberg is here, and Jimmy, of course, is a Major League Baseball player for representing the great city of Galesburg in the big league. So we got some people here, and it'd be fun if you go in and listen to them.
And Jimmy, I'm going there in a few minutes. I'm going to MC for Coach, and like you said, a lot of ex-players here tonight. We all have that. That camaraderie and that good feeling that we got to play not only high school basketball here, but high school athletics here wearing the silver and gold. Okay, that's going to wrap it up for us here. And before we go, we've got to get Jimmy's IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union Player of the Game. And again, lots and lots of candidates as there have been in this 16-1 season so far.
Well, lots of candidates, but the man who rides, I probably could give it to him just about every night and justified his play. Ethan Meeker tonight, not only it was his defense, too, that impressed me as much as his offense, but when to have a good ball club, to me, you need that one good player. And then everybody else can blend in, and you're going to have a good team. Well, that's what we have this year. We got a young man out there, and if he's not having the night, we got players that can step it up. But, boy, when the going gets tough, you don't want anybody out there but him. And this guy can really play the game. He's doing nothing but getting better and better. And Ethan Meeker is the MVP, I think, tonight.
Couldn't agree more. And, Jimmy, you know, we talk in baseball about a five-tool player, and I think you can do the same in basketball. Can he handle the ball? Can he pass the ball? Can he shoot or score? Can he rebound and play defense? And that certainly sums up Ethan Meeker. He's a complete player. And, again, one of the best to ever play the game here.
You bet. You bet he is. And he does it such a quiet way and a gentlemanly way and a good scholar athlete. And, boy, somebody next year is going to get a darn good player. And I'm looking forward, fans, now to hearing you want to hear somebody put on a show is my broadcast partner, because Steve goes in as Toastmaster and he does just a hell of a job in there with the alumni. And if you're around, you'll enjoy it.
Well, thanks, Jimmy. I appreciate that. And that means a lot coming from you. Logan Sell just gave us an update, and we got an upset. The UT Panthers upset the Rock Island Rocks tonight, 49-45.
Wow.
So that allows us to get in the driver's seat, but we've got to take care of our business, don't we?
Well, we do. Like I said, it didn't surprise me. Coach Weber, I didn't think Rock Island could run the table like they did before. And Coach Weber is getting that UT team in shape. Tomorrow we have to get things going, though, when we go up there a week from tonight.
Yep. And I know Coach will have us ready, and we won't. Our mindset will be good. Well, that's going to do it for us here tonight. And like we said, we got plenty more basketball here coming up. We will begin continue with the Martin Luther King tournament here tomorrow. Our next broadcast here on WAIK 1590 Radio will be at 12:10 tomorrow, before our 12:30 broadcast, as we will take on the Dunlap Eagles tomorrow at 12:30. For Jimmy Carr, this is Steve Cheeseman. We're going to bid you adieu here tonight at Thiel Gym, with, again, the final score being the Galesburg Silver Streaks 63 and the Quincy Blue Devils 56. This has been Silver Streaks Basketball on 1590 WAIK Radio.